This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Anyone with student loans from the federal government can apply to have the balance forgiven if they work for 10 years in a nonprofit or public service job and make their monthly payments. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, many people who've been laid off or lost hours because of the pandemic are having a hard time keeping their loan forgiveness on track.
When Christopher Gagne got laid off this summer from the nonprofit hospital in Connecticut where he worked as an acupuncturist, the first thing he thought was,
"Oh my God, I am so screwed on my student loans."
Gagne is 58, and even though he's been paying his student loans for more than 20 years, the balance he owes has grown from about $65,000 to more than $140,000, in part because his interest rate is over 8%. For him, the prospect of what's known as public service loan forgiveness was the only thing that made him think he could get his debt under control.
"I can just work hard for the next 10 years, pay my debt, and still be able to build a retirement."
He'd made about 7 years worth of payments that count toward loan forgiveness since he got hired full-time at the hospital, and he had a little less than 3 years to go.
And then, of course, COVID hit, and all of that went out the window.
Nearly 25% of people with student loans working in nonprofits or public service have had a significant change in their work situation during the pandemic, according to a recent survey from TIAA. Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, and she says that could mean any number of things.
Maybe they lost their job entirely, or they were furloughed, or there's also the borrowers who maybe they didn't lose their job, but their hours were reduced, so they're no longer considered full-time, which is a requirement.
For people in any of those situations who are working toward public service loan forgiveness or PSLF, Mayotte says one of the biggest concerns is
whether they can get another job that would be considered eligible employment for PSLF purposes.
If they can get another full-time job at a nonprofit or in government, they'll be able to get back on track. Shelly Ann Oweka is director of financial planning strategy at TIAA.
Because the 120 payments that are required to get forgiveness do not have to be for the 10 years straight, when they are reemployed, if they're reemployed with an organization that does count, then they can resume their payments.
But it may be hard to find another nonprofit or public service job, especially right now. Christopher Gagne is trying, but he says,
"Unfortunately for acupuncturists, there are not a lot of jobs available with employers, especially non-for-profit."
And if he can't get one, he says he'll be paying his student loans until he's almost 70. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.